Zalango, this is Kanadi Kentaco. What you're about to hear is African Liberation Radio exclusive presentation that was first aired Thursday, April 18, 1996 at 12:15 a.m. entitled 7 Years of Sound. The host will be out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the African Liberation Air Force, runaway slave, and Ben Kentaco. Have a pleasant flight.
John Hay Holmes' splinter group has put his renegade radio station back on the air tonight, and that has caused another group of residents to openly oppose the radio station and its programming. TV20's Les Vann has the story.
The Federal Communications Commission has ordered Duane Reedus to take his unlicensed radio station off the air. That suits the elected representatives of the John Hay Holmes just fine.
It's vulgar. He used profanity. You can't let your kids listen to that. You know, because he's always telling them to buck the police. Without the police, what do we have?
Reedus responded to the profanity charge with a string of expletives. He then put himself back on the air.
107.1 FM. Okay, it's a quick question of our rights to the airwaves, okay?
I've been in board meeting after board meeting trying to get his radio station shut down. The residents don't want it.
Reedus's self-described act of civil disobedience was designed to get himself arrested. But at least initially, that plan didn't work. The police say they may report Reedus again to the FCC, but they say they have no interest in arresting him. Les Vann, TV 20 News, Springfield.
not in your home. Okay, so there has to be somebody in your home.
Are you the one that also decides?
Yes, I am. And I ran this across my supervisor too before I made the decision.
Before you even had an opportunity to do what you had to do?
Well, I spoke to Ben on the phone.
Sometimes just be mindful of it when you lock yourself in.
What?
Take your coat off.
Can't you see? I just want to be free. Yes, it was.
Okay. All right, and he got smart, so you asked another person.
So I asked another person. He says, right here.
Uh-huh.
So I proceeded to walk down there to the aisle to get it. He stopped me and circled me and said, you're not going to get anything. You're going
to... Wait a minute. The security guard did this?
That's right.
After you done asked another person where it was,
right.
He come back and said, you ain't getting no service, huh?
So I'm not going to get it. I'm going to get out the damn store right now.
For what?
He said because I was talking smart, or he didn't have to put up with that. I said, this is if I have a freedom of speech, I can say what I want to say. We've already exchanged our words.
Have you been there before?
Yes, I have on several occasions off and on.
subject was crime. The brothers then found the article. Then we have to break the articles down. It's how the brothers broke them down and that we want to share with you today. And so what we want to do is, first of all, Brother Brother Label, I guess you're up on point. Brother Label, you want to tell the people where we're going to get the information from that we're going to begin the program with today? The label goes through the stacks of papers in front of The Atlantic Monthly, the issue, July 1995. Brother Label, the title of the article, please. We apologize for the wind, y'all, but if we had a room inside, we wouldn't be outside, right? The crisis of public order, right? Okay, brother, drop it on the people.
During his campaign and since President Bill Clinton has spoken a shattering cry, and it seems like the nation is
Sometimes a pressure makes me feel like harder. When every science is no With a solid vibration. You're not far from the station, so take out your identification.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No
yeah.
one ever can understand it. The way the system plans. There's no hope, no chance, no loophole, no escape for a sufferer man.
I just do wait on the Babylon planet. For right to fight each and every one every day. I don't do fall out of the Satan, boy. I need to tell myself the really gonna lead you astray.
I'm putting up a resistance.
Yeah.
I'm gonna work it
That's
out.
Work it
you
out.
Know I'm putting up a resistance.
I'm
gonna work
it out. I got out and was walking up to my house and I heard something like a
tingling
sound. And I heard.
And it was him. Did you have any idea that he was following you when you left from where you were? He never gave you any indication that he was going to go any further with the thing than, other than what you already told us so far?
No.
But when you get out your car and you start walking to your house, you hear this jingling sound, and some Vagios coming up behind you.
Yeah.
Okay, what happened?
And I turn around when I hear the noise, and I ask him, he asked me, do I have any license? I said, yeah, they in the car in my purse.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me. He told me I was going to jail, and I kept standing there asking him for what?
Wait a minute, wait a minute. He asked you if you had your license. You said it's in your purse, in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said you're going to jail?
Yeah.
Did he ever ask for your license? Did he ask you for that or before he said
you? He asked me, do I got license, and I told him, yeah.
Okay, and then he said you're going to jail?
Yeah.
Because you told him you had license.
I guess so.
So far, at this point, this is what you know, you don't know at this point why he's saying this, right?
Yeah.
So what happens next?
Okay, then, and I just kept asking him for what I do, what I do, and he's like, he's going to jail, and before I knew really what was going on, he was macing me and hitting me.
He was macing you?
Mm-hmm.
What was you doing other than asking what's going on, I mean, why, and what else was you doing? Just
I was just standing there.
And
I tried to fight on the Rasta man. Yes, we're putting up a whole heap of resistance, baby. And we know we're gonna work it out. So we got to fight against Babylon. We got to lean upon Jah's plan.
Sometimes the pressure makes me feel like harder. When every sign says no way out. Breaking my back to make
some resistance. I gonna work it out. So we have to charge down Babylon. Charge down a Babylon. I'm gonna put it up a lot of resistance. And I gonna work it out.
At this point, we lost our radio broadcast. I quickly gave Mbana a tape recorder. Moments after the pigs from around the building appeared in the courtyard.
Do you have a fire permit?
No.
Okay. You know, they have a bonfire, you're supposed to have a fire.
You had one last year?
Had one what? Fire?
Yep. That last year. And so what's in it?
Well, I don't know. The housing said they were going to call the fire department.
Well,
that's up to the fire department. According to the city ordinance, you got to have a permit to have a bonfire.
So all these chairs and everything's off because y'all want to put it out, right?
Well, wait a second. I didn't. I just come by here to check to see if you have a permit. I didn't say.
Well, we don't have one. Got the entire community. I mean, John Hay is one of the areas that has been cordoned off. They got the riot shields. They got all their whole little outfit. They got the whole little outfit on. Right now, they're in the 300 block North 12th Street between 300 and 400 block 12th Street on Mason. They're also in up between the buildings and the courtyard. How many you see, Brenda, right off? Brenda, the police are on the way over here? Are they on the way over here? Okay, Brenda, how many police you see out there? About 40?
Yeah.
Okay, we got about 40, and they all got the helmets on, the masks. Okay, we got police at the door right now harassing us. Martial law.
You don't pay motherfucking thing here.
Got martial law going on right here. Hey, why is it that we have to shut our door?
Why we got to shut our door so y'all can go out there and kill our people?
Is that why you want us to shut the door? Why we got to shut the door?
Is that why?
Huh?
Why we got to
shut the door? Why we got to shut the door? Huh?
I don't feel threatened. Y'all the one
feel threatened.
We don't feel
threatened. Hey, I've never been shot at. Have you? Yeah. Well, yeah. I see, you ought to get behind the phone here. Huh? Well, hey, I ain't got no business out there talking about either. What y'all doing out here?
Yeah, what unit was this?
I can understand the reason.
3310.
So we got commanders and all kind of people. Is somebody at the back door?
No.
Okay, we got commanders. We got about 40-some-odd pigs. Just about, how many just came up to the door here? Brenda?
Six.
Brenda, how many just came up to the door here?
Two.
Two came up to the door?
Rumors they say.
think that you vote. But the bottom line is, you're a coward, and you face women and children with armed soldiers and white police. But just like a fool, Blackwell, Joseph Biden thought they loved him. You know that? Where's Joseph Biden at, Blackwell? They beat that nigga to the ground. He stood there and watched him kill Martin Luther King, and they still dumped his ass in the lake. And what the fuck do you think they're going to do with you when they get through with you, Blackwell? You think they're going to pay you in the grave? They're going to send you fishing, Blackwell. They're going to take you boating, Blackwell. And then they're going to say you jumped in the lake to go to the bathroom. And you deserve nothing better than that. You a coward. You take your shit, motherfucker. You coming out on women and children. You ain't got enough guts to face those white boys like a man. You a coward, Blackwell. You a straight, stone cold coward. And everybody knows it now, Blackwell. They put your friend in the lake. He saved him. He watched him kill Martin Luther King. He watched him kill him. He never said a word. What do you think they're going to do with you, boy? Huh? What do you think they're going to do with you, Blackwell? You think you're somebody special? You think you got a new way to love the devil that ain't nobody else ever tried before? Is that what you think, Blackwell? Huh? Do you feel real proud of yourself leaving the neighborhood with the dope dealers and coming out and killing your own people, Blackwell? Does that make you feel good? I guess y'all know it ain't got nothing to do with getting drugs out the neighborhood. It's all about bringing the National Guard in here and making you think it's okay. Those are the same motherfucking jeeps that just got back from Africa here. They call it Iraq. Those are the same goddamn jeeps. And now they got them in your neighborhood. The only difference is they took the machine gun off, so you think they want to be your friend. You see what going on? It's what we've been telling y'all all along. Look at Jet Guts flying around here, y'all. You see these little white motherfuckers? They got the niggas with them. We always thought it was just a white man, but now we see what his real strength lies. His strength lies in weak motherfucking lunatics like Schumacher and Blackwell. And they got enough sense, enough guts to stand up for what they're supposed to represent. Now they ain't got no guts, or they wouldn't be marching around with the National Guard.
We are gathered here today, not in fear or trembling of our impending arrest, but in rare celebration. Victory. Common. Over a repressive political corporate power structure.
Who are they saying is under arrest? What is she under arrest for? Hold on, we're live here, y'all. Hope y'all can hear this.
What's she under arrest for?
What's she under arrest for?
She ain't doing nothing.
What's she under arrest for?
She ain't doing nothing. What's she under arrest for?
What did she do?
She ain't doing nothing.
She wasn't
struck
this shit. Nothing?
She ain't obstructing shit. Y'all just want to do something to somebody. Kiss my motherfucking ass. That's what you do. Kiss my motherfucking
ass. You want to take everybody, don't you? That's what y'all out here doing.
Exactly. You don't take black aggression.
Ain't nothing going on down here. What y'all doing up in here? If you're looking for somebody doing something, why don't you go down and find where they at? Ain't nobody out here. Just people trying to see what y'all doing out here with these masks on and all this damn warfare shit on. You want everybody to go in the house and you out here dressed like you a madman.
You drink a big champagne and
flee. Under your collar, man, I wouldn't like to be a flea.
What is this? This is
your sign. Oh, it's a white Volkswagen Passat.
What's the ticket?
54.
Failure to yield, leaving private eye.
Failure to yield?
To yield to what?
Failure to yield, to what?
Yield to what?
What did she fail to yield to, though?
Yeah, what was I?
Well, go ahead, explain. Break it down.
I only need to explain to her.
Right, well, I'm her father, so, you know, you don't talk to my daughter without me.
As you back across the road, there was a vehicle coming down the road that had to hit its brakes and yield.
Oh, so they had to make it good. Very good. Very good. That is really good. So now, what are you asking? Wait a minute now. Be quiet now. Were you asking to sign the paper admitting that she did that?
No, it says without admitting guilt, I promise to comply by either going to court or by paying the ticket, pleading guilty. Or she can go to court. That's our system.
What is the what if she don't sign?
Then we have to take her down and get bombed.
You going to lock her up?
Excuse me, but I am an eyewitness, and not only because they're my friends, but
I did Pittman put on there how he followed on her paper all the way up 2 blocks?
And I am an eyewitness.
He stayed on her.
Can't call him in a bar. He can drink some devil soup. Can't bribe him around the corner. Can't test him faith. Down press the man, Lord. Down press the man.
Bat on nine.
They was yelling at us, but I think they lost us. We yelled the name.
We yelled. I heard them back there.
Oh, you heard them back there?
Yeah, but we can't find which park they went to.
They answered us.
Oh, okay. We don't know what park they went through.
But anyway, they're right down there, right?
Down
there.
I don't know what trail.
No, I don't know
the trails we take.
Side, because that's the side we heard them on.
I don't know.
Stay where you are.
Ask him if he can hear the horn.
Listen for my horn, okay? Can you hear it? Okay. You can't hear it.
You
can't hear
it?
No.
They're farther. We went down
the hill. I know where they're at. I gotta get out of here and go find them, though.
Yeah.
Okay? They're over on the road called Chesterfield or some shit like that.
Chesterfield
is right where we came in.
Right.
Chesterfield is right where we came in, right?
Right.
Okay, here's your radio. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Okay, let us go get them. We'll be back. Okay, they're on Chesterfield, Mike. That's right when you first come in the place. Okay?
All
right. Nevada?
Okay, y'all stay right there. Y'all on Chesterfield? Stay right there. I'll be there in a minute.
Ask him if he's close to.
Looking at life and 60 and 20 and all that, but what would if it would have been if it would have been a white man?
Right.
You know, he'd be looking at 10 years or something like that. But
well, brother, what have they said? What have they said with reference to the fact that this grown man was getting you young brothers drunk?
Excuse me.
What have they said about the fact that he was buying y'all alcohol and stuff?
They're not saying nothing like that.
Oh, they don't even mention that when they talk to you?
Excuse me.
They don't even consider that relevant.
They don't even say nothing like that. They don't say nothing. And the people that was there and the people that know this guy, he smokes crack and then, you know, he's a garbage man. He's well known. But how come they don't put us on the TV and show the people out there in the world how good we was?
Jump on us here. Oh man, this is what it's all about, huh? Okay, why we gotta shut our doors, stay in the house? What of your laws have we broken?
Huh?
Which of your laws have we broken, man? What's this, Menard?
53.
Thank you.
Young people. We know who run this little league about where the money come from in Springfield. We know the white supremacist organization. Let's get back to Banner's question is, I've been a witness that this man been harassed for over 2 years by the city police, by the housing security, have brought notices to this man's house after 10:30 at night.
After passing by all day and seeing him outside, working in his garden, or just outside, have not said a word. Have sent people there with eviction notices and have been told that if he was home, not to say anything. But if his wife was there alone, give the notice to her. Does this seem like an upright and upstanding board? Or do this seem like the wife is coming to Springfield? I am sick and tired of seeing it myself. This man's family is being harassed daily by the housing, by Springfield police, by the employees of the housing, by people such as Susan Barati, with her disrespectful self. You hear me? And nobody knows nothing. That's the biggest lie they told in this room today.
Because she is a brave woman and she is my summer school teacher.
Sister Black Star.
It makes me proud to know the sister. She makes me proud to be an African woman and know that, like, someday I can be like her or even better.
I am proud of this African woman because she is a brave black woman and she knows how to stand up for her and her children.
Sister Lulu.
I like this sister. She's good to everybody. She's a good teacher and she is a good wife.
Always fill my cup, and when I'm feeling down and low, the always cheer I up. Only Jah knows our struggle in Babylon. Only Jah knows how we survive in Babylon. Only Jah knows.
What are you talking about?
No justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
Doors locked, Michael Haney's beating on the door. They've changed the sign around to an exit sign on the entry door. Unlawful entry will be met by...
Columbus's grandson.
They are. This is the height of white supremacy in the Deacon, denying the natives.
If somebody opened it, though, it'd probably be a female. They'd be hiding behind a dress tail.
Yeah, they will. We're moving on up to her. Yeah. We need to get up here.
Stevie, get up there and get the
We need to get up here with the state police. We're going to try to hear what they're saying to Chief Chescott, Michael Haney. Can we get on up in here? We're moving forward.
Your father was a Native American and would just like the pigs to be to bring you here this day.
Don't you feel ashamed of what they're doing to you? Don't you feel ashamed of how you're being used right now? You don't care about your, those are your people in there, man. Aren't those your people in there? On display for a dollar? You don't feel ashamed of that? It does not cost them nothing? Don't your people have a tradition of burying the people? Are you willing to violate that tradition for that job? Is that job that important? Yeah, but ain't you a native, though? What nation are you from?
America.
You don't have a nation? Have they done that to you? What about your people, man? That could be your grandmother or somebody. Ain't somebody in your family dead?
Yes.
Could it be them in there?
I have no idea.
You don't care enough to want them in the ground just in case?
You want to go in there? That's fine.
I'm asking you. Do you really want us to go look at your people like that?
It's up to you, sir.
Let's move in. They can go in there. It's up
to you. Trying to talk with a native? A native? And there's his own people in there, Deacon.
This is the native they call the apple.
Red on the outside. Only.
Red on the outside, white on the inside.
We got police all around here. We got one stationed right at our door here at Black Liberation Radio. He thinks we don't know he's on the side of the wall.
They're coming down here.
And now they're out harassing people in the streets. This is live, Black Liberation Radio. By the entry,
Okay, you stay right where you're at. You hear me? You got everybody? All y'all together? Stay together. I'll be there in a minute. What about it?
Their batteries are good. I saw their car. They're not as far away as they think. They came in pretty clear.
Donna? Stay there. Latona? Y'all all right? Latona on nine. Better? Y'all all right? We're getting closer. I can hear you. Okay? I'm a honk my horn. Listen for it. You're doing good, brother. Y'all doing real good.
Well, at least dinner will be done with it. We are gathered here to celebrate the victory of brain power over firepower.
Take
sign.
Under arrest for?
It's a band of police officer.
Oh, the whole crowd is.
Yeah, man. Somebody take my keys. Not you.
The whole crowd is.
Right.
Take my keys.
You want all of us?
Come on.
Take us all
the crowd's not gone. Oh, they only want to take one.
Take us all.
Take us all.
Taking them to the torture chamber, ain't you?
Proving your point, huh?
Melvin Jones.
Jones.
Yeah.
We'll be back for you.
This is being a police officer. We'll be back.
We'll be back. Don't worry about that.
This is being a police officer. Get out of the street.
That's all, of
all of us was in the street, you cowards. Sound like they got you locked down too tough, bro.
Yeah, man. You know, man. See, man, these brothers up here some tripping, you know. They be arguing with each other and shit.
Gotta get it. Got it. So what's happening, man? What the crackers doing up there?
Huh?
What the crackers doing up there?
Man. You know, know, once, you know, yesterday, you know, we had a little trouble on the block, right?
Right.
And one guard came through, you know, he said, why don't y'all just do like Rodney King? Remember what Rodney King said? And, you know, a couple of brothers didn't like that, you know. They got upset, you know, and it, you know, it kicked off a little ride. You know, we started beating up the guards.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how did they handle that? That's why they tripped?
All the guards came through, and they had the movie club.
Uh-huh. Okay. What else going on up there, man?
Man, what you talking? See, man, brothers up here, they don't know how to come together, you know? These brothers up here don't know how to come together.
Take that mic and stick it in the house. Fire department has shown up. Fire department has showed up. They're about ready to try to put out our bonfire. We got almost 40 children, 40-some-odd students from the University of Illinois at Springfield, and we're getting ready to hold a weenie roast. The fire department is here to put the fire out, backed up by the city police department. This is allegedly at the request of the housing authority, huh? Right. So the people are now just getting up around the fire. Children are putting their hot dog sticks off in the fire. The fire department is parking. Sister Banjo. And everybody's just going to work like they're not here. I'm going to back off a little bit so I can be in a situation. Again, this is live inside the Malcolm X Human Rights Club. Housing Authority ain't going to have no human rights around here, I guess. That's what this is all about. Evergreen Terrace trying to find out what took place out here last night. Your name, sister?
Iris Gordon.
Iris Gordon. Okay, Iris, about what time did things start happening out here?
My brother's girlfriend's house
was on top.
We were all together, me and my brother and three of his friends.
So the streets were blocked?
All the streets were blocked. First we assumed it was an accident when we saw Rochester Road blocked.
But then all the streets were watching. Couldn't get in at all. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I got kind of paranoid. So while they were trying to figure out where they were going to park, I told them to let me out the car. And I was on Manor. And I'm going to walk over because I was concerned about my son. Because his girlfriend was babysitting them. And I knew they were outside. Uh-huh. And I was alarmed because when we passed houses, there was women and people there taking out the cars and made them get on the ground. And other men, black men, they said, on the ground.
Okay. How were these people dressed that had the folks on the ground?
They had on those black sweatshirts.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, people that were blocking the street were, like, state troopers.
Uh-huh.
State trooper cars.
Did they any of them have on masks?
I didn't see any masks.
Okay.
At that time.
So most of them were just
black
sweatshirts, all black.
Right.
They was thinking about what was they going to do, come and put the fire out or not. But they had to call the commander first.
They had to call the commander.
Yeah.
Which commander?
They was going to call, no, they didn't say. They just was going to call the commander and see what the commander was going to say. And they was in the parking lot talking. Now they all left.
They're all gone.
I guess they felt stupid. If it seemed stupid to get a fire truck, I'll run in the house, get a bowl of water,
put
this fire out.
Yeah, you can put a bowl of water on that
too. Uh-huh.
I mean, is that the kind of fire that you need a big old hook and ladder?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, you're 16 years old. What do they tell you when they do stuff like this?
It's supposed to be for fun. It's supposed to be.
The housing was one that's supposed to call.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, should have known.
The power of the wood. The rhythm of the wood. Rap song. Rap song. The power of the wood. The rhythm of the wood. Rap song, rap song. The voice of a people in the heart of the struggle. Rap song, rap song. The voice of a people in the height of the struggle. Rap song, rap song. So run quick and spread the word. Let the word be heard. What? Rap song take over. Absolutely.
I said they run quick and spread the word. Let the word be heard. What? Rats will take over. Rats will take over. Heat in the place, but they can't hold the fire. Heat in the place, but they can't hold the fire. Rats will take over. Rats will take over.
Because they'll wrestle his ass down the same damn way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so fellow officers, he ain't gonna go against nothing they say or do.
What are they doing while they're wrestling you down? Hitting you or something?
They were just roughing me. Like, I had mm-hmm. bruises that were, like, squeezing me and putting their knee all on my neck, on my mm-hmm. back.
When they got you down to the ground, what did they do?
They maced me.
Wait a minute.
They maced me.
Excuse me, sister. Now, you about 115 pounds, a little over 5 foot tall, right?
Yeah, that's 5'2".
And these four crackers wrestle you to the ground.
Right.
They get you to the ground, then they mace you?
That's when the crowd start going mad. They say she's already in handcuffs. What are you macing her for?
Wait a minute. This is after... Wait a minute. This is after these four white boys wrestle you to the ground,
mm-hmm.
then they mace you. And after they cuff you?
That's right. I was already on the ground.
In cuffs?
That's right.
And then they started macing.
That's right. Okay.
Thank you.
Johnny and them on the outside. You got your other radio?
Careful, I got both radios.
Careful, we're passing. We got state troopers down in the burial pit with the kids.
Oh, shit.
Huh? Stay in?
Who stay in?
Okay. Let's what is the kids here? Y'all see this? Huh? Would you want them to do you like this? That's right, you want to go in the ground, don't you? This is savage. This is, and you see all the stuff they taking y'all through just to see it. If they're so proud of it, just open the door. You can hear sounds from the natives in the outer room of the pit. Okay.
There's a mountain there
with the kids. Mm-hmm. You see that? Where they're right in
there. All stuffed into one grave. You can see that.
And describe to the listeners what you might see. Huh? She should be. She's
out there.
Go, girl.
Thank you.